Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Andrew Kahn.
And I'm Aaron McMahon, and these are your Michigan headlines for this week from MLive.com.
Please listen to our full podcast episodes as well, where we have unscripted, in-depth conversations about the Wolverines. On to the headlines. Michigan and Northwestern will meet on Saturday for the George Jewett Trophy, created this year to honor the first African-American to play football at each school. Not to disparage any other trophies, Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh said this week, but this is of great and high significance. George Jewett, the first black player in Big Ten football history, played for Michigan during the 1890 and 1892 seasons and the next 2 years at Northwestern, where he finished his medical degree. He was the valedictorian at Ann Arbor High, now Ann Arbor Pioneer. At Michigan, he starred on offense, defense, and as the team's primary kicker. After graduating from Northwestern, Jewett became a doctor in Chicago before returning to Ann Arbor. He died in 1908 at the age of 38. Several Wolverines spoke earlier this week about how significant it was to play for a trophy honoring Jewett. It puts more at stake for this upcoming game, sophomore linebacker Kalel Mulling said. It's definitely more meaningful, and I definitely appreciate the fact that Mr. Jewett is being recognized. The trophy itself is a 3-foot bronze likeness of Jewett that depicts his athletic, academic, and professional achievements. He's wearing his era's football uniform under a medical coat, while carrying a football in his right hand and books in his left. There's a medical bag by his feet. Adding to the uniqueness, the base of the trophy pivots. Before the game, the front-facing side will display basic facts about Jewett. Depending on which team wins on Saturday, the base can be rotated to display either school's logo. It will be contested each year Michigan plays Northwestern.
A week after a bye, Michigan football is poised to be a huge betting favorite when the game kicks off on Saturday, and it likely will top 3 touchdowns. The 6th-ranked Wolverines were listed as 19.5-point favorites for Saturday's game against Northwestern when the Week 8 college football lines were first released Sunday morning in Las Vegas. That number was bet up to 21.5 points by Sunday evening and is currently sitting at 23.5 points at most sportsbooks available to Michigan customers, including popular operators like BetMGM, DraftKings, and PointsBet. Most operators list a point total of 51. Michigan is coming off an idle week that allowed Jim Harbaugh's team an opportunity to rest and recover from back-to-back wins on the road, both at Wisconsin and Nebraska. The Wolverines are 5-1 against the spread this season, only failing to cover in a home win over Rutgers. Meanwhile, Northwestern comes in riding high after a 21-7 win against Rutgers on Saturday. The Wildcats have struggled this season, posting a 3-3 record overall and 0-2 mark on the road. They're 2-3 against the spread and failed to cover in both of their games on the road this year.
In many ways, Mr. Brightside is an odd song choice to energize Michigan football fans and inspire the team. The song is about a potentially cheating partner and the jealousy and paranoia that go with it. Some of the lyrics are difficult to comprehend and often recited incorrectly. None of the band members have ties to the state of Michigan. But man, does the song hit hard at Michigan Stadium. For much of the past 5 seasons, Mr. Brightside, a 2003 song from the Las Vegas band The Killers, has played during Michigan football home games, typically near the end of the third quarter. Many fans, especially those in the student section, enthusiastically sing along. There's no specific reason the song has become a Big House tradition. It was first played there on October 1st, 2016, during a game against Wisconsin. It returned for the home opener the following year and has been played at every game since, excluding the 2020 fanless season. Not every stadium song is played strictly to hype up the fans and players, said Michigan's former director of game presentation. We also want to create moments of fun and unity. Mr. Brightside has done just that.
Michigan football may have been on a bye week, but they didn't stop voters from moving it up in the polls. The Wolverines jumped 2 spots in the AP Top 25 poll and 1 spot in the USA Today AFCA coaches poll up to number 6 in both polls unveiled Sunday afternoon. Jim Harbaugh's 6-0 team is the second highest ranked Big Ten team in the country, trailing only rival Ohio State, who checked in at 5 by just one spot. The move comes after previously unbeaten Iowa lost 24-7 to Purdue on Saturday, dropping the Hawkeyes out of the top 10 to number 11 in both polls. While Iowa moved out, Penn State and Michigan State both climbed. The Nittany Lions are now number 7 in the AP poll, and the Spartans are number 9, both hot on the heels of the Wolverines. Michigan is set to host Northwestern on Saturday, setting the stage for a potential 7-0 showdown with Michigan State on October 30th in East Lansing. The Spartans are on a bye this week after beating Indiana 20-15 in Bloomington over the weekend. Georgia, Cincinnati, Oklahoma, and Alabama rounded out the AP's top 4 teams, while Oklahoma and Cincinnati were flipped in the coaches' poll. In total, the Big Ten had 6 teams crack the AP poll this week, with Purdue at number 25 after their upset win. For these stories and more, check MLive.com/Wolverines.